Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Warning, some or all of the information given in this podcast may be incorrect. If you have any questions or complaints, please contact Francis Ellis.
All right, welcome to episode 97 of The Bracket. No Tommy Smokes today as he is out doing Survivor. We do have Clemmer, Bob Fox, the returning champ, and Marty Mush. Today, we are debating incorrect things that we are taught as kids, and I think the way we're going to grade this is voted on a combination of how incorrect they are and how long you just accepted them as fact. So just like that's the criteria you're going to vote on.
So I didn't have time to submit anything, but right now I'd like to submit. I didn't know the pussy was at the bottom. I thought you went straight in.
For the longest time.
I thought you went straight into the pussy like it's a hanger.
I thought all
not
doggy
like a hanger,
style
abortion,
sex.
Like a plane hanger.
Excuse me. I thought all doggy style sex was anal.
Wow.
Oh, I thought any time you, no, I didn't, you were coming from
early.
Behind.
Wait, it isn't? Is
man, I've been nutting in there so long, I just thought it was the butt the whole time. We got, before we get into our first matchup, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, ZBiotics. That's one of Nick's favorites, is it not?
I love it, dude, because like, you know I booze hard, but I also recover hard.
With ZBiotics. We all have busy lives these days, and we can't afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. ZBiotics is the answer that we've all been looking for. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It is invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics creates an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to kind of work like your liver, but in your gut, where you need it the most. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol, drink responsibly, and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. We do, yeah, again, Nick's done ZBiotics. I've done ZBiotics recently out in Vegas. It was awesome. It works amazing. We really like ZBiotics here. This Halloween, pair your candy and cocktails with ZBiotics to avoid a spooky next morning. I didn't write that ad copy. You guys got to work on that one.
How many O's are in spooky?
No extra O's, all extra Y's.
So it was just spooky. You added the flair.
No, there's Y's, a lot of extra Y's in the end of it. Otherwise, it would have been spooky. This is spooky.
That's like they're flirting with you.
Yeah, a little bit. Go to zbiotics.com/LCB to get 15% off your first order when you use LCB at checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using our code so that you can stay prepared no matter what the time or occasion. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Thank you to ZBiotics.
Do you mind if I vent for a second?
Well, go ahead and vent.
I have a problem at home. I have an Asian family keep coming into my house.
Oh, again?
So you come to me.
And Jack is so jealous.
No, I'm technically, since I just got engaged, I'm coming into the Asian family.
It's happened more than once. And so first time, Rhea was home just by herself, and all of a sudden this Asian man and his dog walked into my apartment. Not like it was nothing. And then last week, I'm just sitting on the couch in my underwear, no one home, and whole ass family walks in. And I'm like, oh, no, no. And they're like, what was that going to do anyway? But like,
same family?
Same family.
What's their reaction?
Nothing.
Wait, same family?
Same family.
I'm going to say you should just lock
your door. Third time is weapons.
The fact that how do you mess up the same, like, I guess maybe they're a floor below. I don't get how you can mess it up.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Why isn't your door locked?
That's the first
issue. That's the next step. Yeah.
Lock your door.
The doors.
Still, they should know not where their apartment is.
Yeah, but lock your door too.
The whole family was in my living room.
Can I ask you how Asian, like non-English speaking?
Like was there a language? Was there a language barrier
there
while you're trying
no
to
word
ask him?
Spoken with each other.
Oh, just like
is the number not in? Is it in English?
Like, is it like?
Is it Chinese?
Is it in Chinese?
His apartment number is in Chinese.
Yeah, it's the only one on the floor.
But how far do they make it in? Because I feel like I would, if I went into the wrong apartment, it'd be like going into a bathroom when someone's in there. It'd be like, whoa, sorry.
Instant, immediate.
The dog was like making itself at home. It was like it was in the apartment. And then they like the whole family was locked in. I was like, it was insane.
You gotta lock your door, dude.
Yeah, that's definitely the problem. But it's their fault.
So a couple weeks ago, I got off the wrong floor and I went to where my building is, in my room, my apartment is, and there was a doormat there. And I'm like, oh, did my wife buy this doormat? This doormat sucks. I don't like this at all. And my key wouldn't go in. I kept trying to get in. I'm like, what's going on? And then I realized it took me like a good like 40 seconds to realize I'm not even on the right floor. So I can't make fun of this family too much.
That would be amazing. You just got like shot.
I know. I'm thinking like, what a
Yeah, you could get shot like that.
100%. I'm mocking the doormat, trying to force myself into this apartment. Yeah.
Seen a guy like you go.
Why would that?
I think I'm in a nightmare. You know what I mean? Like sleep paralysis demon just walked into my apartment. You try to think you're in like a, a waking.
People will be very happy to see me. I think.
I
probably not in that situation.
No,
that's true.
Okay, our first matchup of the day. We have the number 5 seed, and this is one I still am not sure. Like, even reading the facts on it, I think it should be right, that milk helps your bones. Milk helping your
bones. That's
true. It's not true.
It does not? What? It's calcium.
A series of studies have found no evidence that cow's milk helps improve bone health. It has shown that it has a negative effect on your overall health, including on your bones. The milk myth was pushed by the dairy industry, which lobbies in the USDA, and the USDA chief took a big, cushy, high-paying job as the CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. So, actually, milk is bad for your bones.
It's just rocking me to my core.
Yeah, it's starting to make sense to me.
Yeah.
I drank a gallon of milk a day in high school. I was trying to put on weight. This was my best course of action, my best method. I don't like peanut butter, so I was trying to put that in protein shakes. It just didn't work out. And now I have arthritis. So I think that might be true.
You have arthritis.
Arthritis, yeah, and then in the spine, too.
In the spine?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 25 years old, arthritis all up and down the body. I think it might be the milk now.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah, that's on you.
We were all taught that, no? That, like, you need to drink milk to have strong bones.
To grow, too.
Yeah,
like, instead of just protein.
That's going up against the number 12 seed, carrots helping your vision. Carrots do not help your vision. They do not help you with any vitamin A whatsoever unless you are already deficient in vitamin A. So unless you're not getting any vitamin A in your diet whatsoever, it does not help you create a vitamin A and help your vision. So that's something.
Abbott and Costello would have had a field day with the Hutu, by the way.
Hutu's on first.
Oh, if only they were here for the Hutu.
Holy shit.
Tootsie or not Tootsie?
Oh my God, that would have went on forever. So this is something I know I was taught, but I was talking, I think, you, Marty, and you said that you didn't hear about the carrots thing.
Heard about the carrots
thing. You never heard that?
No, never.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
There's three of us here that have glasses. Did you try to eat more carrots?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like carrots.
I had gray vision until I turned like 35, 36.
Mm. So gray vision?
Great, great, fantastic.
I thought you were a dog.
No. I had perfect vision until in my late 30s. So I never really bought into the carrot thing. I'm like, my eyes see fine. I don't like carrots, but I'm like, I could always use that excuse.
Yeah. Nick, did you go heavy on? You just didn't like them?
I've had glasses since first grade. Mm. I never liked glasses. I mean, I don't like glasses. I never liked carrots.
Why?
But my favorite movie, Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen, he eats a carrot before he shoots to see better. It's so sick.
Why was Four Eyes such like a harsh like insult?
It's a good question.
It's really not bad.
I mean, people didn't call each other cunts back then. They, you know, they were, like the level of like,
I don't know how that had anything to do
because
with
like that back in the day, Four Eyes, I was like, oh shit, he just said that, you know, like where
it's one of the first.
There's
insults.
A lot of insults between Four Eyes and cunt.
Yeah, like
there's a lot of years between 1938.
Four Eyes might be the most tame insult.
But I bet 1936 it wasn't. I was like, oh shit, he just called him a Four Eyes.
Did any of you glasses people get called Four Eyes?
Oh yeah.
Well, I guess old to
definitely. Bad. I remember getting called Four Eyes by like a clown at the dunk clown.
Oh,
that's tough.
That's the.
He's like, come on, Four Eyes. But I dunked him. So it was all good in the end.
He said, come on, Four Eyes.
Yeah, he's like, come on, Four Eyes.
Nick, you got it too?
Like, oh, yeah.
I called
myself Four
Eyes.
Yeah, because growing up, there was only like one or two kids in your class with glasses.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anyone in your classes that had huge glasses, like super mega thick?
Ooh.
We had one.
Maybe Miranda Johnson.
His name is Guy Stewart, and he had it rough.
Yeah,
Guy, like G-U-I.
Ooh.
Guy.
Like the butter?
Yeah, like that's how he wanted to pronounce. He wanted a Guy and not Guy Stewart, and he just had
That's how Guy LaDouche spells it in
Exactly.
An MXC. Yeah.
Exactly. I just love that. So milk doesn't help your bones versus carrots not helping your vision. Let's start with you, KB. Which one do you think was the worst lie that was believed the longest?
Dude, the milk by far. We were preached that by not just our parents and adults, but health teachers. Teachers.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, so many people.
How is milk treated in the wrestling circles? I'm assuming that's a big no-no.
Yeah, no, we just assumed like milk was synonymous with growth.
So you did go heavy on milk.
No, we had to lose weight.
KB, how many times did you say like this is just not working?
That's the thing. I thought it was because I wasn't drinking milk. I thought that was the reason because I hated the taste. I had an aversion to it.
An intolerance, some might say. Nick?
I still don't believe the milk one.
You think milk does make your bones stronger?
Yeah, I do. So I'm going with that one because that is just... I feel like I've been in a cult. We were all brainwashed. I think milk's motto was like milk, it builds strong bones, wasn't it?
Yeah, like the Got Milk cult campaign was like, you'll be an athlete.
Exactly, yeah, Got Milk. All the athletes were drinking.
But it has to have some health. What is the health benefits of milk?
It gives you calories, I guess. And
isn't there some protein in it?
Yeah, casein protein, I guess, in small amounts.
Not a lot.
Yeah, it can't be.
Fuck.
Clemmer?
Yeah, this one's insane.
Yeah, the milk thing was always just kind of like a propaganda that was shoved down our throats. Like, milk, it does a body good. That was like a big slogan for a while. I don't like milk. I can't have milk. If I do, I'll have crazy diarrhea. So I never drank a lot of milk, so I'd always get that. Your bones are going to be weak. Meanwhile, I've never broken a bone in my life.
That feels impossible.
But why? Everyone thinks skinny people like will break our bones. Fat people break their bones. Skinny people don't.
I don't have enough evidence to dispute him at all.
I never broke a bone.
But dude, even the first
it's because fat people were like have like all the fat around them, and their bones are more likely to break.
Never broken one either.
I've never broken one either.
Their bones are rotting.
My arm.
First thing I looked up, this says improves your bone and teeth health. And yeah. I guess it's like I feel
that's
like
probably a propaganda. Stuff.
Yeah, it might be. It's there's so it says it aids your digestive health, helps you relax.
That's a lie. That's just pseudoscience.
But people do say that they have like.
That's a glass of milk at bed?
Placebo. Yeah. It has to be placebo. There's no, like, that can't.
Benefits your emotional and mental health?
Not a
How the fuck
can.
Is the milk going to make me sane? It makes no sense.
Milk has good lobbyists.
The next time someone goes on a mental health break from Barstool, let's just all send them milk.
Send them milk.
Gallons of milk.
Good luck.
So you're going with milk, Clemmer?
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at on your phones out there?
I'm looking at milk shit.
Milk shit. Lots of milk shit.
Yeah.
Be funny if you said new.
Yeah, the internet says it's. I don't know this. I don't know if I believe this or not.
I think I'm gonna go with the milk one. Yeah, I think we all know the word osteoporosis because of milk.
Mm-hmm.
We never knew about that, and everyone all of a sudden had this fun fact. Oh, it can help prevent osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. That's what we would say.
But that was only women can get osteoporosis, right?
Is that true?
That wasn't said.
No, I think you're thinking of sickle cell anemia and black people.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Classic Nikki confusion.
Yes. Yeah.
Bobby Ingram has a son with sickle cell.
Mm. Yeah?
I don't know who Bobby Ingram is.
Who's Bobby Ingram?
He's a Seahawk.
Oh, no. Okay.
Sickle cell. Where
Bobby Wagner?
Where you put
Ingram,
the...
He was a receiver a decade ago.
Oh.
Okay. Mush. Glad you remember his son.
Doesn't like IT.
He's memorizing the NFC West.
Yeah. Okay.
Milk. I used to envision my bones like becoming the Hulk when I had milk. So I still kind of with them. I don't really truly believe it. But like, why else would? I don't think I would have ever drank milk if I didn't. If I knew it wasn't true.
It's good with cereal.
I don't. You know, I don't drink. I have it in a cup.
What do you mean?
I have dry cereal in a cup.
Oh, okay. I've been having cereal with water.
I call that raw cereal.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
What? A bowl of water and cereal?
It's not bad. It's disgusting to sound. It sounds really gross.
Why?
I had cereal and we had no milk, and I was like, fuck it, I just want some cereal. So I did water instead, and it really wasn't that bad. It was like.
Dude, the water at the end is just backwash.
Just don't drink the water.
Gross.
I'll just eat cereal dry.
I would rather eat.
I like it not as a little bit less crunchy.
I think cereal mixing is disgusting. Oh, when my mom, when we were getting close to the bottom of the bag in the house, my mama mixed like Fruit Loops with fucking Rice Krispies. Disgusting.
No, you need to
do that.
Fine with that. You need complimentary cereals. I used to mix all the time.
Never.
Like Trix and Fruit Loops.
You need your vegetable base. That would be your Rice Krispies or your Crispix or maybe, you know, Corn Flakes, something like that.
I'm going to need you to start talking in those giant generic bag terms for me, brother.
After corn.
And then after that, you might put your, you know, your meat sort of layer, which I would say might be, let's say, like a peanut butter, you know, puffs or maybe, you know, something like that. And then you do a topping, like a dessert on top, topping of, you know, a nice...
Three cereals? That's too much.
Or a Rice Krispie.
Well, I like the crackling oat bran on top. Or the Honey Nut O's, I think they were called. Honey O's?
I think the only cereal we had were called Frosted Mini Spooners, which were the generic of Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah.
You know, Wheats, fiber. Spooners.
Fiber. Yeah. Do you remember the Reese's Puffs wrap?
Yes.
I have it ingrained in my head and I don't know why.
Well, they just said Reese's Puffs over and over again.
Reese's Puffs, yeah. And that was it. Eat them up, is that it?
Rice Krispie treats.
They went to like the diner and, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Early 2000s, late 90s commercials, the foods always transported kids to different worlds.
Yeah.
Or turn their heads into big pieces of fruit.
Mm-hmm. It used to mean something for athletes to be on those suckers. Now it's like no one cares if you're on a cereal box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie?
Milk. This is an easy one. I feel like the carrot one, like, I always thought maybe that's a myth. The milk one, I for sure always thought was true.
So milk is going to move on in a clean sweep. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, sugar making kids hyper. Not true.
Get the
what?
Sugar does not make kids hyper.
Hang on a second. Are we sure about
this
these?
This is all.
Yeah, what?
This all proof.
The food ones specifically are backed by now. What? More recent.
Every parent says you can't give a kid sugar at night. Yeah. The kids will go freak out.
Popularized by an allergist recommended diet and flawed study in the 70s, the connection between hyperactivity and sugar was debunked by a series of studies published in the Journal of American Medical Association in 1995. So since 1995, we have proof through medicine that it does not make kids hyper.
Some of my boys were feral after a pixie stick, dude. Yeah.
Pixie sticks were wild.
Yeah.
That I could really still go
for the cocaine or candies
now and then.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah, you would. Now that you think, when I think about it, it's like sugar should probably have the opposite effect.
Yeah, like if I, like make you feel crappier. Because now if I sugar, I don't feel hyper at all. I just feel like shit.
I get extra energy and then I crash.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, I guess you don't. I guess that's a lie.
So we have after, and that's going up against the number 13 seat. Bats are not blind. Bats, in fact, see three times better than human beings
fucking
do.
Fucking hate this show. You're ruining my entire
This is
brain.
Destroying everything.
Also just, no,
wait, I didn't know. I didn't
true.
Think bats were blind.
I thought they were blind as a bat.
I knew that.
Blind yeah. Yeah. I'm with KB on that one.
According to the
executive, I never truly thought about it.
I thought they were sonar boys.
Exactly. Everyone thinks that's not the case.
Who gave you all these disproofs? Kyrie Irving?
According to the... Director, what is it? The director for the Organization of Bat Conservation. Bats can see three times better than human beings.
What? That's what site is this from?
I just thought the Organization of Bat Conservation.
Kyrie Irving.
The that's the website.
.com.
I don't know if it's the web. It's the organization that gave the information.
Do they sleep upside down still?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
God.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We had a bat in our house in New Hampshire.
They see. So I always knew the phrase dude. "Blind as a bat."
Around.
I always assumed, and like I think a lot of you do, that they
so
only
gross.
Could see by echolocation, which is like they just send out the waves and then they move through sonar and that's it. Not the case.
The Pokemon Zubat and Golbat don't even have fucking eyeballs,
exactly,
dude.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, sugar not making kids hyper versus the fact that bats are not only not blind, but they see three times better than humans. I'll start with you, Bob Fox.
That's real tough. Two things that I for sure thought were true. I might go bats because... especially growing up such a big Batman guy, I was always like, yeah, bats, darkness, that's their... But I guess that's their thing because they could see so much better than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go bats.
Bats. One for bats. Mush?
What's the reasoning for a bat?
What do you mean?
What's their purpose?
They eat a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
Do
eat
Who
bugs?
Eats the mosquitoes?
I think
bats.
Bats eat mosquitoes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the bat then.
The bat?
That's really only I don't know.
That's
why.
Not that has nothing
correlates.
To do with this yeah, problem.
No, nothing at all.
But I do
he just appreciates that. Yeah,
that get things mosquitoes away. But the because I feel like the candy giving a kid candy really I never understood it either. I just was like I just believed it. I guess But bats, I truly was like, wow, they're blind. It's kind of crazy.
How I mean, there's
like,
a phrase.
How they can see without seeing.
Yeah, like how they get these mosquitoes blind.
Was it, don't bats use echolocation?
They do use that as well. They do use echolocation as well.
So they're just
in
talented.
Addition to their sight.
Mm. They just flip that on and off like a filter.
Yeah.
They're a 5-2
It helps
player.
Them hunt. Exactly, yeah. All right. So you go with the bats, Francis?
Bats, and then the other one is
sugar not making kids hyper.
Golly, I see. I don't even. I'm not even going to allow that. I don't believe that. So I'm going with bats. I'll go with bats. Sure,
Francis, you have a sneaky sweet tooth.
Sure do, and it definitely makes me hyper, and then I crash. So you know,
maybe it's placebo. Maybe you just think that it's making you hyper. Same thing with like Clemmer doesn't drink coffee; he only drinks a Coke in the morning. Maybe you think that gives you energy.
I know it could be. I mean, yeah,
it's caffeine.
Caffeine. Oh, duh. It feels like it does. Yeah. So
forgot about
that. Caffeine.
I don't know. The bats. I never really believed bats were blind. We had a bat in our house in New Hampshire once, escape, and it was flying around. I never thought it could see three times better than humans because it would like smash into walls. It was probably just panicked.
Mm-hmm.
But it did seem to at least have some vision. So I never really believed they were blind. The sugar in kids thing. I mean, every parent I know is like, you cannot give the kid sugar after 6 p.m. They'll freak out. Blah, blah, blah. They'll never get to sleep. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. That's crazy to me. I guess I'll go that one.
Bats are also the worst part of aquariums.
What?
What?
Aquariums?
Aquarium?
I guess. They're dying underwater.
No, they're almost
dead. Aquariums are... That's where you put fish,
Mark. It's tank of drowned bats.
Are penguins fish? They're in aquariums.
He's right.
Thank you.
Damn.
God damn it, he's right.
When he's right,
there's the Batman.
There's always a bat little cave when you're walking through, like just to get to the next sea thing. And it's always dark, right. And I fucking hate it too. But
they're scary too. Their wings are gross.
Really scary.
You ever see those with the vampire
real veiny?
Bats?
Yeah,
the huge ones.
Those are crazy.
Fuck out of me, Francis.
Didn't we already do this?
Yeah, you did. You finished with bats. And you did bats. Sorry, Nick. Bats or bats.
I'm gonna go with the sugar rush because, like, even after Halloween, we'd go downstairs and I'd have banana Laffy Taffys be bouncing off the walls. Man, I was just excited. I was probably just excited.
KB,
it's definitely the sugar one. I think the sugar rush is real. I think what's going on there is you're so happy from the dopamine rush of the sugar and the candy that it's perceived as hyperactivity, and maybe that happiness does cause that. Mm-hmm. So I think a sugar rush is real, but it doesn't make you actually...
But the sugar isn't the what gives you the rush.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so bats are going to win by one. Next matchup, we have taste bud zones. They don't exist.
Mm.
So, you know, have you ever been heard the...
Like the map.
You taste, the map where it's like, oh, you sweet things, you taste them only in the back of your tongue is where all the sweet tastes come
from. I don't think I ever believed that.
Yeah, so this is one that, it's why it's a little bit, I guess, lower. But the average human has about 8,000 taste buds scattered over the tongue. Each one of them contains a mixture of receptor cells that can process any and all of the 5 tastes. I wanted to look up what the 5 tastes were. I wish I did, I didn't.
Sweet, salt, cold, umami.
Cold is a taste?
Oh, yes, umami is in the... Back right of the tongue.
Sexual.
Or bitter.
I think bitter was one for sure.
Bitter is definitely. Yeah.
Tobacco.
But I always believe that too. I was like, you get sugar taste in the back of your tongue is where all those receptors are. Not true. Not true at all.
Hmm.
Going up against
your tongue right now?
Going up against another one, the number 9 seed, another food one, the food pyramid. Food pyramid was something I think we were all taught growing up. The food pyramid was just like basically something made to designed to sell bread. More or less. And it was designed by, I have it all here, the U.S. Department of Agriculture set the guidelines for schools and the military and all that. And they represented the agriculture industry, which has a vested interest in promoting diets based on things such as corn and meat, which have proven to be unhealthy in large quantities. So that's something we all learned. Hey, you're supposed to be eating these foods in these quantities. And that was wrong and nutritionally bad for us. So that versus the taste buds not being in the zones or whatever like we were taught. Let's start with you, KB.
Oh, this is definitely I stopped believing it a while ago, but the food pyramid. This was preached to us by health teachers. I think it was even up in our like pediatrician's office, which is crazy.
Yep.
And it was we had to memorize it. Didn't you have to? We had a blank one here to like fill it in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was wildly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, so bread, wheat, bread, carbs were the
thing you had to eat the most of was bread.
Yeah. Bread and corn.
That's absurd. I believed bread was so healthy.
Yeah.
So healthy.
Mm-hmm. It was like bread, and then vegetables were like the next most you're supposed to be eating.
Vegetables, I think, were split with meat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. The bread had the whole top of the pyramid. Remember, the bread had its own like zone. It was very important.
The carb. Yeah, the big ass base.
Yeah.
Nick? And they got rid of the food pyramid. Now it's the food steps, right? It's like a dude walking up steps.
I haven't seen the new one.
Man, neither have I.
I think that's what it is. I haven't looked at the order. But yeah, it's wild that bread is oftentimes what you give up when you're trying to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that was you were told to have the most. Every meal should have had bread.
Mm-hmm. On every our breakfast, like our perception of what a good breakfast was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like sugar and bread.
Yes, that's all.
French toast is just, I'm going food pyramid in an easy one.
Food pyramid, Clemmer.
Yeah, the food pyramid. I always kind of assumed that might be some level of bullshit. Even when you were a kid, you're like, this isn't. Also, like, why are you forcing this down my throat? I don't buy the groceries. My parents do. Like, this isn't on me.
Yeah, well, you were there when both sets of pyramids were made, so
right,
this one is harder on you.
I am very old, yes. No, the food pyramid thing, it was always kind of this weird, like, bullshit thing. So it's like, no.
Yes, I am old.
I mean, after the million joke, you kind of run out of responses, and now I'm just going to be like, yep,
yes.
You got me again. I am still old. Yes.
I was going to say, Clemmer, you are looking particularly old today. This is an old day for
I was here until 10 doing the stream, and you got to get up in the morning. Yeah. It makes me tired. You know?
Yeah. Grains is still the second biggest
Marty.
On a new one.
They still want people to have...
Grains like probably rice.
Milk is the biggest on it.
See? It's just every time they just change it to something else that they want to sell. It's crazy.
Meat and beans is the smallest.
Beans.
Legumes has their own section.
Beans.
Oils has their own sliver.
Jesus. Wait, you're like, it's recommended that you have more, or is there saying like this is like the max you should be having?
I don't understand how this one works. It's still a pyramid, but it's steps now. It makes no fucking sense.
Huh. Okay, so we're 3-0 in favor of the pyramid, Francis.
Yeah, I think pyramids actually, I don't know what the other, I think it should win. This is, to me, what, if you look at it today, you just say, how on earth was that ever accepted as, you know, what we're prescribed to eat? And it was such a good branding, and it was so ubiquitous. We all memorized it. I remember being, I think I was quizzed on it in school. So food pyramid, for sure.
Food pyramid, yep. Mush?
I went through a period of time where I was worried about losing some taste buds. Like when I burn my mouth on stuff, I would always be like, I'm losing some. So I would start to use the bottom of my tongue and realize there's not taste buds down there. So I'm going to go pyramid.
Okay.
The body, like you would put the food below your tongue?
I would drink a lot of stuff like this and put it under and like.
It's like it's a thermometer.
Yeah.
That means you're going to go taste buds.
No, I'm going pyramid.
Yeah, okay. The logic makes sense. You just don't see it.
The bottom of the tongue is not good for much. I guess it's only really good for proving to the orderlies that you've taken your pill.
Medication.
Mm-hmm. And then spitting it out later because you know
really
it's no good.
Useless.
Yeah.
I guess you can use a giant Indian chief to escape before they find out.
Yeah.
Yes. As it turns out, he can lift the water fountain.
Robbie.
I'm with everyone else. I think this one's really easy for the food pyramid. Like the carrots in the eye thing, I feel like the taste bud one, I always kind of had a thought of that. Probably
was it like Warheads or some sort of candy that had like a diagram of where to put the candy?
Yeah, I think it was.
It might have been like a baby bottle popper. So it was weird. I remember a cartoony tongue diagram.
Yeah.
All right, so the winner of that is going to be the pyramid. Now we have our 1 seed versus 16 seed chain. We can do the chain first. Only a few, nothing crazy. A couple options. The first being that we all kind of, I think, are taught that chameleons change their color to hide from predators.
No.
Not
that
true.
Is true.
Bro, it's used almost entirely for body temperature control and for communicating with other
chameleons.
Oh, fuck
that's
that.
That's
kind of cooler.
There's a
I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm
that's not
encouraged.
Cooler. That was like the
it
funnest
cool.
fact.
That's how they talk to each other. That's awesome.
It's Randall and Monsters, Inc. Like, that's just not true.
They talk to each other through the changing of colors, and they use it to regulate their body temperature.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America, and once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Which is kind of crazy.
Huh. This is why people turn to politics. Because they want to... They're telling me things that I don't want. This is what I think about all day.
You want to...
I'm thankful I've been lied to. Everything's been better.
Yes, you guys are like exactly. Cypher in the Matrix. It's like the ignorance is bliss guy.
Yeah.
You just want to stay in.
That's me.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
Not true?
Not true. Bro. Thomas Edison invented the first light bulb that was affordable for mass production. But other people invented the first light bulb.
What?
I feel like we all think he made it. Like
he mass produced it. That's pretty good. That's almost more an accomplishment
than making a working light bulb.
Yeah, because like if it costs you $1 billion to build a light bulb, who's that good for? No one. You're able to make
cost
it cost
$1 billion to make like the.
I think the fact of creating it from scratch is amazing.
That is amazing. I'm just saying, let's not sleep on mass producing it and making it available to everybody. That's
sleeping
a big
on deal. It, but I think that it's crazy that if anyone asks who created the light bulb, it's
we all
always
say Thomas
Edison.
It's like Henry Ford didn't create
a
car.
Tesla?
He created the most efficient way to build a car.
I would say that Henry Ford created the first mass-produced car. I wouldn't
right.
Do you think that Ben Franklin should get some credit for it as well?
With the kite?
For
the kite and the key interview? You know,
by the way, that was another one that was on the list I didn't include.
Yeah, that's Franklin. Not true.
Ben Franklin.
No.
Electricity.
I was him for Halloween.
They said so. They say they doubt it because if he were to do that, he'd be dead. Basically,
yeah. I guess
if he got
be
electrocuted
dead.
By doing that, he would be dead.
No, people get hit by lightning all the time.
What about a zap?
There's a guy who got hit by lightning 7 times. He had to kill himself.
They said with the conductor,
Matt Hasselbeck and his wife.
Yeah.
Separate occasions.
He's learning the Seahawks right now.
Yeah, learning the
Seahawks. How about you shut the fuck up?
I'm just telling you. This,
like
I didn't include it. I didn't include it for a reason.
That's your favorite guy.
I was him for Halloween second grade.
Yeah,
I loved him.
All right.
Another one was Napoleon being short.
Napoleon, he was not. He was not for the time. He was not. He was about 5'8".
5'7", 5'8",
which is
taller
guess,
than
sure.
the average European at the time.
Wow. That's
pretty tall for right now.
I
right?
didn't know that.
5'8".
And it was
Napoleonic complex.
That's like the only thing I know about him.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a smear campaign against
him
after he was exiled?
The British wanted to smear him against like all of his accomplishments and make him seem like shittier. So they like, oh, he's short.
He's short.
So this one's a little murkier, but tetanus coming from the rust on a nail. So like you're always taught, like you don't want to step on a rusty nail and get tetanus. The tetanus doesn't come from a nail. It just comes from dirt getting into your blood. So it's the dirt from a rusty nail. It's not the rust. That's why I'm saying it's murkier.
I
always thought that like, oh, I can't get rust into my blood because that'll fuck me up. But rust isn't the actual problem. It's just dirt and bacteria.
Damn, if I knew that, I would have gotten a bunch of rust in my blood.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it was murkier. This is from one of us. You need to be married to have a kid.
What?
This person thought their whole life.
Who's the pussy?
let me explain myself. I thought these were things we were told when we were kids that were like not, or things we thought we were kids that were not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when you're like 4 or 5, you don't think that?
No, when I was 4 or 5, I was thinking
maybe,
about pumping loads.
I didn't know about
no, but you thought like you thought about like if someone had to have a baby, they must be married. I go obviously.
I think we were taught
raised
it was a dumb,
yeah.
it was a dumb little kid thing to think.
I was
I
raised
definitely
in a
thought that
very European household. I knew very well. You could have a partner.
Yeah,
you knew about partners.
Partners, homosexuals. There were a lot of ways to have a kid without being married.
And you knew all that back when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was progressive.
Well, I was grew up in the 80s, so we didn't really have the same sensitivities.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I met my first gay person like my first day of bar stool.
And then the last one, wealthy people need to wear tuxedos to work.
What?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll own up to this one too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Definitely something I believed. I also thought they drove limousines like everywhere. Like I thought,
were they like the drivers of
I
them?
Didn't know like who drove. Like I just knew they had limousines and they wore tuxedos. So if you were like a lawyer or like a very esteemed profession, that's what you wore.
Okay, so among those chains, we can pick the chameleons changing color to hide from predators, Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb, Napoleon being short, tetanus coming from rusty. No, that one stinks. You have to be married to have a kid, wealthy people wearing tuxedos to work. KB, which one do you want?
Run them back.
Chameleons changing colors, Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb, Napoleon was short, tetanus from the rusty nail, having to be married to have a kid, or wealthy people wearing tuxedos to work.
Thomas Edison. Thought that was, yeah.
Thomas Edison.
Fooled me.
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the kite with the key on it was iconic.
It's not really Edison.
That was Ben Franklin.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Ah, guess not as iconic as I thought. in that case, fuck it. I'm going Rusty Nail.
Rusty?
No. Yeah, I'll go Edison still.
Edison? Clemmer?
I'm going to go Tuxedos. It was a big part of my childhood for a couple of years. I really thought Tuxedos were quite the thing.
One for Tuxedos? Francis?
A better one, Clemmer, would be, I remember thinking that to get a limo, rent a limo would cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
True. Yeah, that's true. Same thing.
And then you grow up and it's like, hey, everybody, chip in for the prom limo. It's going to be $25 a person.
Yeah, every time I saw a limo, I thought there would be like an A-list celebrity in the back.
Yeah.
It was just teenagers jerking each other off.
The reason I didn't use that, which is true, Francis, that's a David Spade joke. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm watching a lot of David
Spade.
I feel
like that's forgive me. I did not know.
David Spade fan.
I'm not up to speed on...
When you grew up in the 90s in SNL, and it was a big joke.
He did that on SNL?
I believe so. I feel like there's a joke. Everyone has had it.
But you would have been like 4 years old.
Yeah. So you need a reset.
Like, we're not stealing jokes. It's just we all...
No, I'm not. I'm obviously busting. No one's stealing jokes. But that's why I didn't say it, though. Because I thought it should be a comedy reset.
Francis?
I'll go with I like the tetanus one. I'll go with that.
The tetanus one.
Yeah.
Marty?
I'm going Edison. Did you guys think that you had to be rich to eat sushi?
No.
Yes.
No, I did. No. Well, I had sushi younger, I guess.
I never had sushi when I was younger. I always thought you had to be, like, rich people ate sushi.
Hmm. Not a problem for me.
I was super afraid of undercooked meats as a kid, too. Oh, yeah.
I still am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, our hamburgers couldn't have any pink in them growing up.
Chicken, I'm still terrified of. My chicken, dad went to the hospital for food poisoning from eating raw chicken, so I'm terrified of it.
I liked the meatball and cheese subs from Subway for a long time, and there was a small hint of mad cow disease that broke out, and I thought they would specifically be found in meatball and cheese subs at Subway.
Those subs.
I was super afraid of anthrax as a kid as well. I remember I thought there was some in my Pepsi Blue.
Was there?
No.
Bob Fox?
So this won't matter, but I'm going to go chameleon. I still think that one's pretty crazy. Just the fact that it's not a thing. I'm mind blown by that. A dumb thing I thought when I was a kid, I thought if you played video games against the computer, that someone that worked for that
was
video
playing
game company
you?
Was playing.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
I may have too.
I still don't understand it's a good job.
I didn't get it.
We've already explained this to you a million times. They just record a bunch of stuff. I've said this to you like 4 times.
Yeah, but how do they know exactly what's going to happen in this game? Makes no sense.
Because they have it's coded. It's all written in the code in the game. This is not hard.
Yes, it is. They're not going to know.
This makes me mad because you're not listening.
Matt Cahill scored 86 points in the game.
Because they have a tracker. They don't. The name, it's all done in code.
Okay.
So Thomas Edison not inventing the light bulb is going up against our number one seed, which was from Marty Mush. Hibernation. What do you think of when you think when you think hibernation? What do you think happens with the animals? I'll ask you two because I know we talked about it. How long
bears sleep all winter?
They don't.
Are you asking us?
They go into some type of den or burrow and sleep for an entire season.
They do not sleep. They're just kind of like stay indoors.
Yeah,
they're walking
now
around.
That I think
they're
about it, they weren't asleep for 3 months straight.
First ones that like went through COVID.
But I thought that.
Yeah, they just kind of stay inside and do the same shit they're already doing, but they do less of it.
I said this to Ken Jack today, and he learned today that they don't sleep the whole
time. It makes perfect sense. Like, obviously, they're not fucking asleep for 3 months straight. Like, makes perfect sense.
Dude, I don't know, because, like, turtles and fish under the frozen water are just kind of there, sleeping, stagnant.
If they're frozen underwater, I guess that's like one. It's
turtles?
Kind of different.
They're not frozen.
They're frozen. They're swimming.
Yeah, I think the fish
they're
are
swimming
frozen.
Underneath
what?
The ice.
But like a 300.
I think the fish just are.
The fish are frozen.
No,
solid.
No.
You would die.
No. But like, no, I'm saying if it's really cold, your heart rate and everything else in your body, and metabolism, all that shit slows down.
Slows down.
That cold underwater too. But like for a 300-pound bear, I was like, oh yeah, it just falls asleep for
Wait,
a few
Nick,
months.
Yeah, the turtles not go true. Underwater for the.
I thought so.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they'd be above.
Thought they need air.
Are you sure they don't sleep, the bears?
It's what it said. It said they just kind of like go into like a low, sort of like low activity mode, like low power mode.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what we all do. I grow up in New Hampshire. You do the same thing. You don't really, you just kind of hunker down.
Yeah, but they don't eat, right? Don't they not?
No, they eat. They're eating the stuff they got all.
They get everything for
the other 9 months. Yeah. They hoard this food.
They don't keep all that salmon in there all that time.
Not all salmon, but a lot of crazy other stuff, though.
They go eat
berries. Berries. Big fan of berries.
They're bringing all those berries into the cave?
Yeah, for the whole winter.
For the whole winter.
That's cool.
They don't have a freezer.
No.
It's outside. It's temperature. Need one.
They're not going in and out, in and out.
No, they're staying in. That's what they're doing.
They stay in.
And to what? They go out to get those frozen blueberries?
No.
Oh, they're already there. They
not the blueberries. You're a smart person. How do you not understand this?
They
go inside in like November and they don't come out until February.
Those blueberries would spoil.
It's so
cold at room temperature in the cave.
Maybe they get them in like September, October.
Yeah, the cave's not like 70 degrees. The cave is still cold.
The cave's nice and cozy. They have a fire.
Yeah, cozy and whimsy.
Fire as well.
They have a fire in there. They're cozy.
They have a fire in there.
They're sleeping.
You don't know what goes on in there. You thought they were sleeping the whole time.
There's shadows on the walls.
Bob Fox, hibernation versus Edison.
Hibernation for sure. I learned about this just a couple months ago. I think this like went viral on Twitter or something, and it blew my mind.
And again, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Like obviously they're not going to sleep for months, but I just
learned that when I thought they got little. Big and fat.
Well, yeah, yep. I just thought I guess
don't they lose weight in hibernation?
Yeah.
It eats away.
They lose hundreds of pounds
because they get fat beforehand.
I thought it was like, and I think this influenced a lot too, that one SpongeBob episode where Sandy gets really fat for hibernation.
It's a scary,
very scary one.
She does that, but yes, that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Mush.
Yeah, no, I'm going hibernation. I just always 3 months. I thought they'd sleep. I'm like, that's crazy how they just do that. And I've always wondered. I always wonder why no one's ever tried to film that.
Hibernation? Get killed by a bear?
I bet it's been filmed.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Probably something out there.
Well, I'd like to try now.
Two for hibernation?
You should do what that grizzly man did. Do exactly that.
Just go inside?
Yeah. It worked out well for him. Go try it.
See what happened?
He didn't get mauled.
We were taught that in school, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
That's another submission. Teachers are smart.
So, no.
Yeah.
Good point. That's a great one.
It is a good one. Because
Then you grow up and all your moron friends are teachers.
I know. Yeah, I know a couple teachers now.
They're not dumb, though. They get summers off. We're dumb for going to work in the summer.
No, like we just thought they were like literally they knew everything.
Yeah, we thought they were like a genius.
I thought they were infallible.
Like they were only able to get that job because they were the smartest people.
Yeah.
Right.
Like basically they were almost better than doctors to get
that
job. That gets me so mad when they're like, oh, no, I have to go back to work. Oh, vacation's over. It's like, just embrace that you had. Don't try to sell me that you're a hard worker.
Someone
just
be like,
you don't want to get the teacher.
Oh, no.
Let them go crazy. That's fine.
Why don't you call them glorified babysitters while you're at it?
Because I don't believe they are. But I do believe they shouldn't think going back to work after 2.5 months off is some great endeavor. Like, just own that you only have to work 180. If I was a teacher, I'd be like, guess what, motherfucker? Another week off. Fuck you.
I don't know.
Kids, though, I don't know.
Dude, I don't think teaching is easy.
No, it's such a hard
one. No. I didn't say it was.
You got to be up so early every day
and you have to put up with kids. Yeah. Like, that sucks. And a lot of teachers have second jobs over the summer.
I just don't like that they try to then push how hard they work on the rest of us. That's the thing.
Well, they also don't get paid a lot.
They don't get paid well.
A lot of people don't get paid a lot. No, I don't see the guy that's a clerk at 7-Eleven having these same things. He never talks about how hard he works.
Yeah, but teachers are important.
Yeah, clerk at 7-Eleven doesn't have to deal with kids for
No, but it's still an honorable job. It's still a job he helps out a lot of people.
It's not as honorable as a teacher.
I feel like teachers are the only ones.
He's not molding the future of our nation.
Do you give up the seat on your plane for a 7-Eleven employee?
Future. We're going over 32 different lies they told us our whole lives.
You don't think that the teachers are molding the future generations of Americans?
YouTube's more than the future of our...
That's unfortunately probably true. And Wikipedia.
I feel bad. Man, that one saying, those who can't do, teach, that is what turned me off of teaching as a profession my whole life. And I've gotten to a point in my life now where I'm not really so sure that I want to do anymore. You know?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Those who can't do, teach. Right. I think do
Francis,
is overrated.
Are you okay, man?
I think it's overrated.
I just don't want
to
do anymore.
Doing.
I'm done with
that. I don't want to do.
No, I don't want to
do. I want to teach.
Well, no, I don't. You want to do that?
I loved teaching. I was a tutor. That was my thing.
Would you want to have a whole classroom, though?
I don't know what the probably.
I'd like to be a professor.
What, age though? Do you think like high school or?
No, I would want like seventh graders.
Oh God, the worst humans alive.
I think that's the worst.
Seventh grade.
I think that's the worst age.
That is the worst.
High school's the worst.
There's no worse human than like a seventh grade boy.
Seventh grade boys have well, they're not as hyper as you know fifth graders and fourth graders. And they're not so shitty yet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
My kids, when I had, because I tutored all the ages, that was the best age. All
right.
But you were also getting paid a significant amount more to teach a fraction of
but
the
that's also one-on-one, not yeah. when it's yeah. like 25 kids. Yeah.
I know, but I had enough kids that I, over the years, that I thought I had a decent enough
But you had like upstanding kids from good families.
Yeah, but usually, I also, I don't know, I went to some like schools and volunteered too.
I feel like you would threaten to like bomb a school. In a week.
No. I liked the kids.
All right.
I loved it. Mm. That's what I was probably supposed to do, but it just we don't give a shit in this country about teachers. We don't pay them.
Thanks.
Well, do you want your taxes to? Or how do
fucking
we want,
sleep?
I don't know. Oh, thanks, I'm not even saying how. I'm just saying Korea teachers are all stars.
Right.
They get paid tons of money.
Maybe we should do that.
But Korea also has the highest teenage suicide rate in the world.
Something like
oh, Clemmer, you already too late. You already said we should do it.
Yeah, too late.
All right.
This is a rough scene. So Hibernation versus Edison. Who's up next? Francis, right?
Sure.
Hibernation versus Edison.
Just seeing if I can poke Clemmer over the edge.
You know, no, not even close. No.
Hates teachers.
Not even close.
I don't hate teachers at all. I do hate when they're like, oh my God, it's three more days till back to work. When meanwhile, everyone reading that post works. Like, don't just have some awareness
a lot
of
Gooch,
let's step
you
back.
Have a
let's
look
step
at
back
we
and look at what we're doing.
Dude.
Yeah, let's take a gander at what we're doing.
We're going to creatively clip this so Clemmer's anti-teacher, right?
Oh, that's...
Yep.
No, I don't speak about my job now. I meant it more when I had like a, you know, a 20 years doing sales and I have, you know, I'm into work, you know, August 18th and I got, you know, I'm reading on Facebook about someone say, oh no, I have to go back to work. I've been off for 2 months.
It sounds like it's the same person.
Yeah. just say their name.
Vegas. No, no. It was almost every teacher I knew. It was like 20 of them were all the same post. Am I alone in this, or am I the only one not afraid to
I'm just not really. I'm not really reading a whole lot of.
I can't think of any examples.
Well, I don't have Facebook anymore, but like 5 years ago, though, maybe because I had adult friends then. Like,
I'm not envious of the teacher's day to day. I think it's a hard job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never would want to do that either.
Yeah.
And also having grade shit when you get home from work.
Ugh,
that's actually
like,
the one.
You got homework.
Stay late to help extra.
Fuck that.
I'd be out of there.
To grade papers.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
Reading essays, I think, would be fun.
I would think it would be like, oh, look at this idiot again. Another 40.
You think they're rooting against students?
I'd be rooting against 100%. Kids I didn't like so hard.
That's
fun. One prick in the class.
Yeah. Like, got him again at 34.
So Francis, Hibernation or Edison?
I'll go with Hibernation. And I, even though I still don't really believe that, I think those bears are snoozing.
I know they're sleeping, dude.
They're deeply asleep. It's a deep sleep we'll never know.
They're in PJs, too.
Yeah.
They got the nightcap on.
Yeah. The snores are pushing it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll readjust, like they'll swing
the they'll do like a lip smack.
Side. Yeah. But there's no blueberries in there, that's for sure.
No.
Imagine the pee when you wake up from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Best pee of your life. Clemmer.
I'm gonna go with the hype.
I love how he lounges like a cool guy after it lands.
The boys are loving this.
I would be too. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that sounded. I thought it was real.
I thought it was came from an asshole.
25 years of work. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy it a little bit.
Fuck the teacher.
So yeah, exactly. See, no days off for me. I'm going to go with Hibernation here because I really believed it was real, even though I shouldn't have for way too long.
Yeah. Nick?
You guys are acting like this is common knowledge, like that at some point somebody learned that Hibernation isn't real. I found out just now.
I found out 2 months ago.
Yeah, I found out pretty recently.
I think Big Ev was like, I've had my eye on
Big Ev's hibernated
for a long time.
He's definitely hibernated. You kidding me? That day he missed your guys' athletic competition? He didn't wake up for 24 hours straight. He's rolling around in a cave with a deer carcass.
Yeah, I'm going Hibernation. Not close.
Hibernation, KB.
Dude, but Edison, the light bulb. These are two of like the core facts I retained from school,
mm-hmm.
and they're both wrong.
That's true.
I'm going the light bulb because I can believe that bears don't actually sleep for 3 months. But I thought Edison was the light bulb guy.
So one descending for Edison, but hibernation is going to move on. Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, BetterHelp. Lights, Camera, Barstool is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Mm-hmm. Like you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it? Therapy can help you figure out what's holding you back so that you can work on yourself instead of against yourself. We've all, I think, benefited from therapy that have done it. It's an incredible process. Helps you a lot, especially I think it helped me a ton over the course of COVID. I used BetterHelp because I couldn't get to my physical therapist, or not physical therapist, couldn't physically get to my therapist. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched to a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Thank you to BetterHelp.
Probably one of the best inventions is BetterHelp.
BetterHelp? Oh, yeah.
Like this. Probably it's probably one of the better ones.
But I don't like physically going anywhere.
Exactly. If you can make, especially for mental health,
talk about your problems, you don't want to do that in person.
Exactly. You don't want to go anywhere and do that. You're just adding another step onto something. And anytime you add a step to something, it's less likely you do it.
100%.
Just a fact. So thank you to BetterHelp. On the other half of the bracket, we have the number 6 seed. And this, I think, is a very infamous one that most people now, at least once you grow up, you kind of know it's not true, which is that swallowed gum doesn't digest for 7 years. In fact, like the thing I was reading, it's like it's out of your body by the next time you poop. Like, it's just gone because it doesn't. Your body recognizes it doesn't have any value, just right out. That's going up against the number 11 seed, which is blood is blue inside the body. Not true. Blood is red everywhere.
Oh,
that's something I was taught, was that blood is blue in your body. And the second it gets hits air or oxygen, it turns red.
Yeah.
Not true. Blood is
so
red.
So why are the veins blue then?
Apparently it's the outside of the vein.
Yeah, the veins just might be blue.
Veins are blue normal.
I got a blue vein case.
Yeah, but the blue is red. The blood is red everywhere. So the blood being actually red everywhere, not blue inside the body, versus swallowing gum not digesting for 7 years. Start with you, KB.
I actually know the guy who started the blue blood rumor. He was just fucking around. My neighbor, Ray McKenzie. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I didn't think anyone actually believed that.
Was he mayor of Bethlehem?
His dad was.
Okay. What?
Art.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To Ray McKenzie. He's giving us a lie.
Shout out him.
So you're going with
Who was the other one?
Blue blood versus swallowing gum and it digesting for 7 years.
Yeah, I guess I believe that as a child.
So you're going with the gum?
Yeah, but it's nuts. Nothing crazy.
One for the gum, Nick.
I was afraid of swallowing my gum, and I swear, like when I did it on accident, I could feel it in me for a little bit. I think it's kind of easy to believe as a kid.
I was fully believed it as a kid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with gum.
Another for gum, Clemmer.
I got to go with the blue. I kind of always thought, I guess I knew it was red. I never really thought much about it. My veins are blue, so I guess I assumed it was blue. That's kind of dumb.
What's the term blue blood mean when it comes to basketball schools? Or like what does that mean?
Oh, that's blue chip.
No, blue blood.
Blue chip is
blue blood.
That's good. Blue blood is a
like
phenomenal
old
program.
It's also
Duke
been around a legacy.
Yes.
No, you guys are thinking of blue chip.
No, we're not.
No.
Blue chip is a
person.
Blue blood is what they call schools that have like a deep history of.
Yeah, blue blooded person is a person whose lineage traces back to like the Mayflower.
They use that same connotation for school.
No, you're thinking of chips.
I'm not.
It's the chips.
What about the show?
There was a movie about it.
You're doing this to fuck with me. Either that or you're
blue
just
bloods is a
there's
show.
A show that's about cops.
That's a cop show.
They
that's about
blue
cops.
Brother.
No. He's thinking about the show Chips.
Yeah.
Starring Eric Estrada.
Is there a show?
That's right. That's
Chips?
The show about cops that you're thinking of.
California Highway Patrol.
Oh, Chips. What fun.
Yeah, Blue Blood. Blue Blood.
Oh, it's not fun when we do it.
No, I just I didn't know. You guys convinced me.
Comes from privileged, noble families that are wealthy and powerful.
There you go. Nothing to do with college basketball.
Did you hear about the blue ship that hit the red ship?
Oh no!
Where is? Give it. Hit it. Hit it.
They got marooned, brother.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm glad we waited for that one.
That wasn't as bad as last.
Well worth it.
I was thinking something purple because that's what I think of when those two colors come together.
Oh, they got purple.
Yeah, they got purple.
That's not as good.
They got fucking purple.
Clemmer, you going with the blue blood?
Blue blood. Yeah,
blue
blood. Yeah.
Francis,
I'll go with the other one.
Gum.
Yep. Gum.
I'm still kind of... When I swallow gum now on accident, I still think I have
a
momentary lapse of terror.
Is this... I don't mean to jump the gun on us, but is there the... If you keep your face that long, that position, it'll freeze that way? myth on there?
I heard if you hit someone on the back.
Back, when their face,
when
is,
their face
weird,
is that way, you get stuck, that way.
What, cross-eyed? Yeah. Is that the thing?
Yeah, like
if you're doing cross-eyed and someone hits you in the back, then your face gets stuck that way. I've heard that.
We should try that out.
I don't want to try because I'm still scared of you, even though it's like empirically no way it's going to work. Yeah.
Have you ever seen when a dog eats gum and they fart or shit and like a bubble comes out their butt?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's awesome.
Marty?
Gum.
Really? Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's something I also believe.
Yeah, I feel like that's on you. I've never seen gum come out, so I still think it's in there.
So you're going to go with you stick with gum, though?
Gum, yeah.
Gum?
Right. Marty's reasonings are the best. He'll tell you why he doesn't like one and then pick it. It's the best. I went through a big gum swallowing phase in high school. Just whenever I was done with gum, I would swallow it. It was weird. I don't know why I did
I did a similar thing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
It's just easy. It's easier than throwing it away, so you just like swallow it.
It couldn't be easier to throw it out with the wrapper that you did.
But
did
I didn't want guys, the teacher to know that I was
chewing gum. No, the wrapper's long gone at that point.
Did you guys ever eat Trident with the wrapper on?
Yeah.
No.
It disintegrates?
Yeah.
It still tastes like...
Wait, what is that?
It's not good.
The foil?
It was wrapper.
No, paper.
You can eat the paper?
For Trident. Yeah, they say you can, but it's not good.
You can.
Why would you do that?
Because it disintegrates.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Blue Bloods, though.
You're going to go with Blue Bloods?
Yeah, I thought that for a long time, that your blood was blue.
Swallow.
I knew Ray Martinez was an idiot, so I never believed him. That was his name?
McKenzie.
Ray McKenzie. Ray Martinez.
No, there were no Martinezes.
Virginia. That guy bet 3,000 last year, Ray Martinez. So swallowing gum's going to move on. Next matchup is the number 3 seed. This one threw me for a loop when I read it, and I'm still not sure if I believe it. Humans having 5 senses.
Wait.
We do not only have 5 senses. We have more senses. We have, beyond the 5 that we know, we have sense of space. We have balance, we have pain, and we have temperature.
Pain is feel. Temperature is feel.
It's technically a different sense because you can have an internal pain.
This is just technicality.
You can have stupid pain.
This ticky-tack shit.
Stupid.
Maybe, what is another one? wine is good for you? No, it's not. Yeah. Like a glass of wine a day.
Glass of red wine with dark chocolate. Yeah, they always said that.
I don't think it is.
Glass of wine at night.
I think it was disproven.
No, I'm saying they always said that. Yeah,
the dark chocolate dark thing chocolate. Has to be
true. I thought
true.
It was apple.
How about when cum hits air?
Six ciders a night is good for you.
Cum hits air, it's dead. I don't think that's true.
That's not true. Cum can live for a long
time. Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking if it's true or not.
I don't think
so. I think cum can live for a while.
Yeah. That's why Drake put hot sauce in his.
Bingo.
So humans having more than 5 senses. Is going up against the number 14 seed. Booze kills your brain cells. Also not true. Alcohol, heavy drinking can absolutely damage the brain as well as the liver and other critical systems, but that damage isn't a result of cell death. The amount of alcohol required to actually kill brain cells would kill the human first.
I just saw a clown fist pump.
You were ready for that one?
He's trying to make fun of me for being an alcoholic. But
No, I love that about you.
So humans having more than 5 senses versus...
So it still hurts the brain. It just doesn't hurt the cells.
These are
technicalities.
It doesn't kill your brain cells.
These are technicalities. I don't like
these. If you guys want...
Dude, I miss Plummer so much.
Bottle that sound. It's a door closing. An old home.
If you guys want to swap it, we can swap it. You guys feeling like a swap? I'm always down.
Do you want to swap it with like the gum one? It's too similar to the gum one, but I remember hearing if you like swallowed a watermelon seed, a watermelon seed would grow in you.
Rugrats.
Yeah.
Was that from Rugrats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It was
so.
Even before Rugrats. Like, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah, I bet.
So would you guys want to swap? You want to do
that? That or the face changing?
Face changing, yeah.
Face changing. Let's do a face changing for 5 senses. How about that?
Yeah.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day, it's carved. In the quiet hours, before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Face change. Do you want to keep the brain cells? Because that was the thing. Like, you drink, your brain cells are going to die, but that was not true.
No, I said it was more like you're going to get wet. My dad would say you get, like, a wet brain, which means, like, you're just kind of like...
I kind of love that.
You're kind of, like, just stupid the rest of your life if you drink too much.
You got a wet brain.
Wet brain. That guy's got a wet brain. He's just some kind of clown. Like, oh, all right. And he kind of does. Like, he's like, oh, not wrong. Brain. That's
wet brain.
All right, what brain is it replacing?
What's a real thing, though?
What brain is...
It is a real thing. You drink, it damages your brain. You drink it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, and alcohol is neurotoxic. It's not, your brain isn't actually becoming damp.
No. It's a bigger
speed. Brain is always
It's because you're drinking.
Maybe, yeah.
The brain's always wet.
No, it means like, you just, your brain's broken because you drank too much alcohol.
Is it wet or dry up there?
It's wet. Wet. It's wet. There's fluid that keeps you from like knocking on your skull.
Yeah.
So wet brain versus your face changing if you get hit in the back. Or being stuck, whatever.
I like the face getting stuck because that was, I feel like, something that people legit said. If even someone like did the cross eyes, their parents would be like, don't do that. You're going to get stuck like that. So I'd go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mush?
Real quick, if you guys were like able to look into a device to see, like at when you're eating and see what your body's doing to that food, would you look at it?
No. You're very interested in what you ingest. You said when you swallow like a Tylenol or an Advil, you think it does
I picture
things.
My body working every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be fascinating, but it would be unappetizing.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it'd be gross.
Yeah, but then maybe that will cure obesity.
Mm.
Maybe.
That was pretty cool.
The least invasive way to lose weight. Just have a
I don't think it will because obese people shit and they see it in the toilet. They keep going back for eating.
Yeah, I think healthy food
they
and
keep going back for eating.
Do they not?
I had to keep going back for eating.
Keep going back for eating.
Oh, some good eating.
Seeing a whole bunch of mud and stuff in the toilet and they just go right back to the fucking.
Why is that specific to fat people?
Too, and go back to eating.
I know, but like you said, it would cure obesity.
All right, I have a question about fat people pooping. when their butts are so obese that the cheeks just are like gelded together or melded together, and the poop, so does the poop come out as like a sheet?
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I have no idea.
I think the ass is always wondered.
Do they have to wipe
like
the walls?
Off the color brown.
Do they have to wipe the walls of their cheeks?
Out, like, you ever use
inside?
You ever use that plate?
Bottom line is it has to touch skin before it hits the
you think it hits
the toilet bowl.
Yeah, right?
What if they just spread them as far
skin,
as it
has
can.
To skim board down skin.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that work here you could ask.
Yes.
think of how much wiping.
Clemmer, go grab somebody to ask.
No, I'm just going by what I've heard. I don't
does
know.
Your shit come out
I'm,
like a fat?
I'm a helpful.
Does it come out like lasagna pasta from a pasta maker?
So if you want to have a skinny person shits, I can help you with that.
I think it's like, you remember the Play-Doh press, like where you press the Play-Doh down and come out? It's like that one, except the flat sheet one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Any of you have thin shits?
Just a fat person that couldn't find the bathroom, so just swatting over a paper shredder.
It's a squat over shredder. Don't worry, guys. This is how it works with all this shit.
Mush.
Oh, shit. What the fuck are we talking about?
Face change versus wet brain.
That's how we got to that.
You're shitting into credit card readers.
Man. Yeah. Oh, shit. I really need to ask someone lodged in charge about this now. Mm-hmm. That's great. I'll go with the face. I don't know.
You go with the face change. Francis. Wet brain.
Yeah, that one didn't. I didn't really subscribe to that. I'll go with the face change one.
Face change?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, wet brain's real, so it's got to be face change. I mean, that's not. It's not even debatable.
Four for face change is going to win, but Nick?
So I don't quite get the face change.
I've never heard
one.
This one.
My mom told me if I drank from the hose, I'd get lockjaw.
What? May have heard that.
I got lockjaw.
They said, the hose is bad.
You got lockjaw?
I got lockjaw, yeah.
From the hose?
Clicks. No, not from a hose.
From what?
I don't know. Maybe sucking dick.
Ooh. Yeah, you were waiting for one of us to see.
I was waiting for that.
So, you never heard that, though? Like, if you were doing, like, a funny face or something, and you got hit in the back, then your face would get frozen?
No.
Really?
Really?
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Didn't make it out west.
Like, third grade. Second and third grade, I feel like that was a big
maybe thing. Even younger.
Did you ever fall for the trick where they'd be like, yeah, I heard if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer?
Oh, yeah.
That was right in the face,
for sure.
That
was one of the most embarrassing moments, I think, of my entire life.
Do you guys ever hear, I hope this isn't in there, but, like, if you jack off, you get hair on your palm?
Yeah, hairy palms.
Never
heard that one.
But when I was a kid, I thought the front of your hand was also the palm. So I'd see adults with hairy like tops. Like, oh, that guy likes to beat his fucking meat. Look at this guy. He's jacking off like crazy. But I was wrong, you know.
KB, wet brain or face change?
Eesh. What did you say? Because I
want a face change just because I knew something similar.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Face change is going to win. Next matchup, we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed, this is one where I thought it was real for a very long time. Cracking knuckles causes arthritis. Not true. Cracking is bubbles bursting in the synovial fluid that surrounds the knuckles. Cracking knuckles can, however, diminish your grip strength, which I did not know.
Ooh.
They're almost saying it's like good for you now. Like creates air in your bones.
That feels bad.
I'm a chronic knuckle cracker.
Me too. Every morning.
Yeah. I do it like maybe like twice an hour.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm like a chronic knuckle cracker.
And when I like hear people doing it, I have to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just talking about it.
I want to do it right now. I'm holding that.
Me too,
that.
Yeah.
I stopped for a while because I saw somebody cracking knuckles under an x-ray machine, and it was disgusting.
Really?
You could see what like the hand looked like.
You crack anything weird? I crack my knee.
My knee cracks on its own.
I do knees and ankles and back and neck.
The best, I think.
That's going up against the number 10 seed. Coal forming diamonds. Not true also. That's one where I learned it in school. I don't know. Is that not a widespread thing? I always learned.
Yeah, like the pressure with pressure, turning coal into diamonds.
Pressure on coal turns it into diamonds.
It's even in like movies sometimes.
Yeah. In reality, it's geologically nearly impossible. In fact, coal forms virtually no diamonds. They're created in a variety of ways and places, including the Earth's mantle and asteroid impact zones, but almost exclusively not from coal, which is one that I learned, I feel like, very early on. It was like, yeah, all diamonds are just coal that got compressed really hard. Not true. So those two, knuckles not causing arthritis versus coal not making diamonds. Start with you, KB.
I didn't believe, I didn't learn the coal thing. I'll go knuckles.
You in West Virginia didn't learn the coal thing?
No.
Maybe.
It's because they had their coal factory.
I never, that didn't make sense. Black coal?
I agree with you. Makes zero sense.
Nick?
Huh. These ones are both good. I'm going to go with knuckle cracking because like I was doing it and I was getting scolded for it. Coal coming into diamonds didn't come up in conversation very often.
But that's the way, isn't that a popular saying?
Yeah.
Pressure.
Maybe I did learn.
Pressure.
They say pressure makes diamonds, which I mean, that part of it is true, but the whole other part of it being coal.
I feel like Superman once squeezed coal and the diamond was there.
Yeah.
Like it's in movies.
Yeah. Clemmer?
Yeah, so when I was a little kid, I was like 2, I guess. I don't remember this at all, obviously. My parents bought a house in New York. It was an older house on Long Island, and it had coal. And they still had some coal there they used to heat the house. And I was like, I want to play in that. And my dad's like, sure, go ahead. And my dad let me play in the coal for like 2 hours. And like my mom goes home, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was covered head to toe
in
coal.
You're in blackface.
I was
he's a Clemmer turned
full
black.
On coal. Yeah.
You're covered head to toe in coal.
Coal dust, yeah.
I get his black lung and changed
races. You're completely black.
And I get, my dad was just like, I don't know, he said he wanted to do it. Mom's like, you can't just let him do whatever he wants. Like, that's just insane. And so my dad had an odd way of parenting. But I always assumed the coal thing was real. Like, you squeeze a coal, it doesn't really make any sense. So I guess that's my answer. Answer there, even though you think being one with the coal as I was, I would have a better answer, but I don't.
You're just covered in coal dust.
Covered in coal.
Hilarious
dust,
yes. Image.
You look like J. Cole.
Yeah. Hey, Francis.
Not the coal one. The other one.
The knuckle arthritis.
Yeah, for sure. That one. That one was a pretty prominent fear and a reason why I would not do it.
Mm-hmm. Were we just told that because is it rude to crack your knuckle? Is it rude?
I think it is.
I think it just annoyed people. Yeah.
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 It's pretty gross.
I saw one when I was looking at these lists. I saw one that they said their mom said that whenever you hear the ice cream truck playing the music, that means they're out of ice cream. Which is kind of
oh my God.
What a horrible mother.
Yeah, it's kind of genius smart. As a parent, but yeah, bad. You're a bad mom if you do that.
100%.
Marty.
Cracking knuckles. My mom still gets mad when I crack my knuckles. So I never heard of the coal one. I'm not too familiar with coal. I don't know anything about it.
Provides most of your electricity in your abode.
So, we got rid of the coal up that first year, I guess.
I didn't want to know.
Put in a new heating system.
I have no interest in knowing about coal.
That's fair.
Yeah, coal. I think I'm like, is coal good? Isn't
coal is
a lot of pollution, right? No. With coal.
Fuck coal.
Coal's okay now.
Oh, we're out on coal.
Come on, we came.
Boys came from the coal.
Coal boys, right there.
Oh, they're gonna be pro coal.
It's October Sky boys over there, right there. That's like great.
We
movie.
Were the center of the universe as early as as late as the 50s.
Yeah, that's very true. Robbie?
Cracking knuckles for sure. I don't think I ever heard the coal one.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's because they figured out I was wrong.
I don't know.
By the time you're in school.
KB, you think you have too much information in your head?
No, these are What?
You knew that a retired Seahawks daughter
well, that these
had
are things
sickle
that
cell.
I'm currently learning.
You're currently learning.
That's fresh.
Yeah.
That's all fresh.
Right. So I always then that'll go away in a week. Not that picks up
so
the nose.
You trash it.
Not intentionally. It's just impossible to keep all that.
Do you have the same fear, Marty?
No, that's why I don't like knowing too many things. I like to know what I know.
Right.
Not go outside the box.
Yeah.
The last matchup of the day, number 2 seed versus the 15. The number 2 seed is, and there's another one I think I only recently found out was not true, camels using their humps to store water.
Not true. Oh, I never heard that.
I learned that.
The humps recently. Are fat. The humps are fat. It stores up food that they can't get it out in the desert. That's going up against the number 15 seed, a very common one. Humans only using 10% of your brain. Also not true. The brain uses 20% of the body's energy at only 3% of the mass, which actually I guess makes it relatively more. So it's that one's not true. So it's going to be 10% of the brain versus.
So how much do we actually use?
So
like 20? Did you
use 20% and it's only 3% of your body's mass?
Still kind of crazy.
That sounds about
10%. That's not how that translates.
Translate it for me.
Well, if it says that the brain uses 20% of the body's energy, that doesn't mean we only use. I mean, it doesn't mean we use 20% of our brain.
Right.
It means 20% of the brain is just focused on that.
No, 20% of your body's energy is being used to power your brain, which is only 3% of your body's mass.
Body's energy, we're talking.
Well, how do you even measure like how much of our brain we use?
Right. I think when they do like the electric
joules,
like electrode measurements.
That's a kind of almost like a silly thing even to say, because the question is like, all right, well, if you consider 100% of the brain is only 20% of the mass of the brain actually leading to thoughts, I guess, or would it be like some? I have no idea. That I think that's kind of probably a silly.
Yeah. What is the percentages? Is it of weight?
Is it person to person too? I feel like we're Francis just going is to using another more one. Of his brain than I am.
Association of Psychological Science says that there is no evidence that we use 10% of our brain, and on the contrary, all existing data says we use 100% of our brain.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah, I completely
way,
agree with that.
Either way, we use more than 10% of our brains.
Okay.
Then that was like a common thing, and that's like I think that got popularized by fucking like Limitless.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And
stuff like that.
And Wedding Crashers, I think there was like the quote, "We only use 10% of our brain."
Oh, they said it,
we
but way before those movies
of our
came out.
Heart or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, Lucy.
But everyone was saying this for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
So we'll start with that, Robbie Fox.
I like that one, the 10% of your brain thing, because it's been a thing forever, and I figured probably wasn't 10%, but the fact that it's 10x that is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mush.
100% the brain.
100% the brain. Francis?
Yeah, brain.
Brain? Clemmer?
Brain.
Brain. Nick?
Yeah, I'm going brain here.
Mm-hmm. Go brain. You guys both going brain? Clean sweep for the 15 seed. Okay, before we get into we run through our playoffs, let's hear from our very last sponsor of the day, Omaha Steaks. We love Omaha Steaks here. Ooh. Fall is in the air, and that means that we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks is the world's best beef, naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. Omaha Steaks has all of your favorite cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com today and use code LIGHTS at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, and endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. I'll repeat it. I love alliteration. I know I said it in the last episode. For those of you that were here, I'm just a big fan of alliteration. During their semi-annual sale, and everybody's backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee, every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready to go right onto your grill. I think all of us at least tried Omaha Steaks at least once here.
Omaha Steaks is awesome.
They're great. Oh my God.
Tremendous.
At least 100 times.
Yeah. Pitch, they should show.
I ate 100% of my Omaha Steak.
Yes.
Frank the Tank.
Use 100% of your energy.
And it was unbelievable.
Yes. And you used Omaha Steaks before they were even, like, way before
the
sponsor, right?
Yeah,
like,
especially during COVID. I have them sent to my house. I want to go order some right now. The hot dogs are awesome.
Yes, too.
What's that?
Good gift.
It's a great gift. It goes right to the house. And who doesn't like getting great steaks and great hot dogs and great chicken? And
something you're actually going to use.
Yeah. Yes.
tastes delicious.
It's super convenient.
And it's
awesome.
Unique, too. You don't, like, that's not a thing you get as a gift often, steaks.
No.
No.
I gave it as a gift for my, future now father-in-law, like, for Christmas. And he was like, he loved it. Because what gift do you give?
That's an amazing gift.
A guy, for, like, Father's Day, it's a great gift. Exactly. I got my stepfather for Father's Day a number of years in a row.
And they love it.
Yes. Always so happy.
Go to omahasteaks.com and shop all of your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter promo code LIGHTS at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry. This sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply.
So before we do, I'm mad. I'm a little mad. My suggestion did not get taken. One of the mine. The cursive.
Adults using cursive?
I always was told cursive was going to be this important thing we had to know how to do. And ends up, I never use it.
I know the guy that
that's a little different from like what the theme of the show is.
So the theme did change. The theme did change a little bit from when we started to when we got to the final thing. But yeah, you're right. Like that is something they tried to make us prepared for, and it was not a big deal.
I like writing in cursive.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I love it. I still do it when I write a check.
Well, yeah, I can still
hurt
my
grades in elementary school.
It's more like myths.
Myths. Yeah.
I don't think there was a myth around cursive. They didn't say cursive will. When you write in cursive, you know, you have a better chance of getting presents from Santa Claus or something.
No, you get a better chance of, like, doing better professionally. They grade this on you.
They were actually telling you that?
Yeah.
I feel like I was told similar things, yeah.
We spent, like, years doing
it. I think it's a stretch. I think you've come up with a stretch here.
All right.
So,
Stretch Armstrong over
here. Our playoffs. Bats not being blind versus milk not helping your bones.
Oh, goodness.
Let's start with you, KB.
The milk one. Holy shit.
Second what he says there. Yeah. What the fuck?
Get those boys some milk.
Two for milk.
The milk campaign had so much money on advertising.
Yeah, they
had celebrities. They had the got milk thing. It was
bunch
everywhere.
Of communists.
Were they just like constantly overstocked with milk? Is that just like the issue that they were running into?
I don't know.
I think they knew.
Yeah, that's mind blowing.
Yeah, milk goes bad so quickly. And once people started bringing in oat milk and soy milk and almond milk, it definitely hurt.
Yeah, and that has shelf life too. Like you can store that out in your cabinet or whatever,
Yeah.
Clemmer?
Milk.
Milk, 3-0. Francis?
Milk.
Milk's going to win, but Mush. Milk easy.
Harvey Milk.
On the other side, hibernation not being what we thought it would be versus the food pyramid not being correct at all.
It's a good one. It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
It's a really good matchup.
I agree.
The food pyramid one has more of an effect on the human everyday life, but I
feel like that's the biggest lie ever told.
It might be. It truly might be. But personally probably thought about hibernation more than I thought about the food pyramid over my 25 years alive. I'm going to go hibernation. I think I was more blown away to find that out.
One for hibernation. Mush.
I'm going hibernation too for that reason as well. I haven't thought about the pyramid since you guys just brought it up.
You tell me the food pyramid was like a scam to sell bread, I'm like, I could see that. You tell me hibernation's a myth, I'm like, what the fuck?
100%. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not necessarily hibernation is real.
Yeah,
it's
but
the
it's
way
not
that
what
we thought.
Pictured it,
hibernation doesn't mean sleeping for 3 months. It's still real, yeah.
Francis.
So I have to do hibernation simply because I didn't know that was not real until today. And I did know that the food pyramid was not a good indicator of what we should eat prior to today. So I think I'm going to go with the hibernation.
3 for hibernation. Clemmer?
Yeah, hibernation. That was, when I found that, I was shocked, even though I shouldn't have been. It makes sense. The real answer makes sense. But it's crazy that it's... Why am I mad at who am I mad at?
No, I'm saying you're almost mad at yourself for like...
Yes, I am. For not thinking about it. A little critical thinking would have gone a long way
there.
You
just believed when you heard it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, they sleep for 3 months straight.
Yogi Bear.
Sure.
Hibernation's going to win, but Nick?
Big Nick.
What?
That's my Yogi Bear impression.
Oh, I thought you Since when?
Saying pick a Nick.
I'm going food pyramid. I'm sticking to my guns. The most important food for a person to eat was bread.
Yeah, the food, maybe it's not like a factual thing because it's just like a suggestion, but that probably contributed to so much disease, obesity.
Mm-hmm. I think anyone really followed it though. Anyone really care?
I bet.
Dude, we were told to follow.
We were actively trying to become healthier and eating fuck tons of bread.
Yeah, you'd have croissants and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, I can't eat this apple today. I overdid my, I need to get a croissant.
But
like,
every time I go to France, they have so much goddamn bread.
They do love it.
it's such a staple, and they're not as fat as we are.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, the cigarettes do a big difference.
Yeah, maybe.
And they walk everywhere.
London, they literally, like, we ordered, like, an appetizer. Like, are you sure? Like, there's a meal coming. It's like, oh, okay. And
yeah.
They get mad at you almost.
I saw no isn't like the in London. European, like, them being skinny completely due to their activity level?
I can has see to that be. Too. They do
probably.
Walk a lot more.
Yeah. Mediterranean diet is like the best diet you can have, right?
That is pretty bready too.
Yeah.
But if you is order it? A soda
and oil,
if you order a soda in London, it's this big. It
does, yeah. Oh, and you know what else?
It's flat too.
In London, if you order a lemonade, they bring out a fucking Sprite.
Yeah.
What? How true. Weird is that?
Just a straight Sprite?
Straight Sprite. If you say, can I get a lemonade?
A lemonade?
They say, sure, and they bring out a Sprite.
I guess it is lemonade.
It's crazy.
Yeah, lemon lime.
Shit.
Okay, so hibernation versus milk not being good for your bones. So let's start with KB. This is to get into the finals.
The milk one, I'm still appalled.
The milk one, Nick?
Yeah, like celebrities with the milk mustaches, and like that's what made them fucking sex. Britney Spears... And it's what made her sexy was the milk.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken. All, they're all built by milk.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire, like we all thought he was just hitting home runs with milk.
Because the milk?
Yeah, we figured, yeah.
That has to be it.
It's milk versus hibernation, right?
Yes.
I got to go with hibernation here. I'm still kind of, it shouldn't break my brain, but it has.
The hibernation, yeah. Francis?
Yeah, I'll go with hibernation as well for the same reasons that Klimmer said.
Tied up.
I'm going hibernation.
Wow.
She was milk.
But hibernation should have broken your brain when you were taught that bears slept 3 months uninterrupted.
It should have. It really should have.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds hard to say.
Maybe it did, KB, but I grew to accept it.
Yeah.
I was told by the people I trusted the most.
I made my peace with it, and then I thought about it when I needed to sleep.
And if you said otherwise, you sounded like the idiot. You know what I mean? Like a teacher.
Yeah.
Someone would tell you you're wrong if you said otherwise, which is crazy. All right. It's 3-2 in favor of hibernation. Bob Fox?
Going hibernation. It's another one where it breaks my brain. I don't understand it, but it breaks my brain still.
So hibernation is going into the finals. On the other side, we have, what did we switch this to? The face change. The smacking your back and it changing your face versus swallowing gum and it not staying in your system for 7 days. Bob Fox.
Easy one for the gum, I think. The face change was a good swap in, but it's not going to make it any further.
Gum.
The other side of the bracket was brutal compared to this one.
At least his first matchup, yeah.
Gum. Gum 100.
Another for gum, Francis.
Gum.
Gum.
Do you have any more gum? More gum? More gum?
Did everyone have like a signature gum growing up? I was like a trident.
I was a Fruit Stripes boy.
When I was a little kid, I had like bubble yum.
Bubble
when you're little. Juicy fruit at
I love. Had unlimited Wrigley.
I thought the, what was the gum that you would, it came in that circle thing. And you,
Hubba Bubba?
Hubba Bubba.
The
Bubba.
Tape?
Yeah. Bubblicious.
Bubble tape.
I thought the tape was great.
Yeah.
Oh, bubble tape.
Bubble tape, yeah. Bubble
yeah, I'll
tape.
Go with gum. I never really believed that my face would stick there, but I did believe I wouldn't be able to, you know, the gum would be in my system for a long time.
I would legit, like, have a panic attack if I swallowed gum.
I think it was a lie told by parents so we wouldn't choke.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I thought it was so we wouldn't, like, swallow our gum and be gross.
When you swallow gum, it's not easy to swallow.
No, it ain't.
It kind of gets
And
stuck,
like Nick said, so it goes down and you do slow. Feel it. Like, you feel it in your stomach when you swallow it somehow.
Then you're like, oh my God, it's stuck to my chest.
It's probably a good lie to tell kids.
There is still, the human body cannot digest the gum.
But that just means you shit it out as gum.
Yeah, you just shit it out as gum quickly. Like, it's not like it's.
Have you ever seen the gum when you shit
it out? I have.
Nick's seen it out of a dog's asshole.
Yeah, you saw it blow a bubble out of
you
a dog's
have?
Ass.
I've seen gum.
All
in my
you can eat this week is gum.
No, it's not me. It's not me. No, someone else.
When you say you have, was it just once?
Fuck.
Oh, there's gum.
You do the experiment. See, what do you know?
Clever's asshole is definitely so tight that it would blow a bubble. No, I have no doubt in my mind.
Do you like drop loads?
Oh, I take some gross shits. It depends how I'm feeling. Just everybody else. Sometimes it's mud shit. Sometimes it's like a good shit.
Mud. You keep using.
Sometimes
it's mud.
I'll say this.
Sometimes it's good.
I've been shitting good the last week. No, mud's bad. If I see mud, it's like, oh, no.
I know. We never.
No one wants mud shits, but I've been having some good poops the last week and a half. I've been feeling really good.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I always think the skinny shits means you have gluten.
I think it's probably some sort of allergy going on. Like, I've had stomach issues. Like, Nick and I have talked about it. Like, I just have had major stomach problems
and
stuff.
Why did you have to tell us that you and Nick talked about it?
I have stomach issues.
Because Nick has stomach issues.
I got them, too.
What does it matter?
The three of us.
Because it's been, like, such a crucial part of our life. We've all, like, it comes up all the time.
It's debilitating.
That's
why Drake has to take a break from rapping.
His tummy hurts.
Oh, yeah, my stomach
diarrhea,
hurts.
Yeah.
Everything I eat, my stomach hurts.
You should go to the doctor. I was like that for 4 years.
I'll hook you up with a doctor.
You eat like dog shit.
Yeah, you eat bad, Marty.
I'm good.
You eat brown and beige foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I've gained 9 pounds in 8 years, though.
Huh? Fucking fear infuriating. So, Nick, were you going to pick swallow gum, I assume?
Yeah.
And you too, KB?
Yeah, same.
But I understand why it existed.
Yes. So now we have the using 10% of your brain versus cracking your knuckles not causing arthritis. KB.
So the myth is 10%. The reality is 100%?
Yes.
That, because, we were told that a lot.
Yeah. Nick?
I'm going cracking knuckles. I was legit, when I was doing it, I was like, oh, fuck, I was afraid. Knuckles.
Knuckles? Clemmer?
I'm a little upset the 10% thing isn't real, because I was hoping the other 90% was like time travel or making yourself invisible or cool powers that we just haven't.
We've talked about how that just would not be good for society, man.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right.
Yeah.
We're so lucky.
Yeah, we're lucky. But that part still makes me a little upset, because you're right. Everyone can't be time traveling. I understand, but I just...
Cool. It'd be nice if he could.
Yeah. But you're right, though. You can't have that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go with
the 10%.
Brain, the 10% of the brain.
Yeah.
Francis?
I'll go with knuckles. Knuckles, yep.
So we're tied up 2-2.
I can't believe you guys at all didn't believe that you could take a pill and charge your phone.
Yeah. Oh, I want that so bad.
Still, dude, I really wanted that.
Oh, was that from when you guys did a couple weeks ago? Yeah.
Knuckles. I still literally get yelled at from my mom when I do it around her. So
I'm also going knuckles.
Knuckles. Okay, Knuckles going to move on. And to go into the finals, Knuckles versus swallowing gum. Mm.
Ooh, that's a really good matchup.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Classic childhood myths. I think I'm going to go swallowing gum. Mm-hmm. I think that's more of a popular childhood myth than the cracking knuckles one. So I'm going to go swallowing gum.
One for swallowing gum.
I'm going knuckles, because I'd go to sleep thinking my mom would be like, "You show me someone with arthritis." Be like, "That's going to be your knuckles," and then I'd be thinking about it, like, "I want to crack my knuckles, but I do not want that old."
I feel so much better after I crack them.
100%,
always.
That's why I was always so nervous about arthritis. So I'm going knuckles.
Knuckles, Francis.
I'll go with gum.
Another for gum. 2-1.
Yeah, gum.
3-1 right now. Nick.
Knuckles.
Knuckles. 3-2, KB versus gum.
Pretty even, but I'm since I was more afraid to swallow gum, I'll go with that.
Swallowing gum in the finals against hibernation. This is an interesting one. Very interesting final, the one you weren't expected. So KB, you're up first.
Yeah, it's got to be hibernation.
Hibernation, not what we thought it would, or was. Nick?
Yeah, when I was walking around the woods, I was like, in the winter, like, I was not afraid of bears. I thought, like, maybe I could stumble upon a cave and they all be sleeping. that's how I thought that until today. Going that.
2 for hibernation. Clemmer.
Hibernation.
3 for hibernation. Francis?
It's hibernation for sure.
Hibernation for sure. It's going to win, but Mush.
Hibernation.
It's a clean sweep.
Wow.
It's a clean sweep. And I will tell you, so since I just got these without your guys' submissions, what I did was I raffled all of the options off using the wheel that you guys use for the yak.
Come on.
And I gave everybody an equal amount of opportunities to get
Wait
each one.
Wait a second.
Don't tell me
you
won.
You kept your one.
I told you hibernation.
You kept hibernation.
Oh, so I won.
So you, since you were the only one submitted, won. The singular one that was submitted was yours, and it's hibernation.
Wow.
And
what?
Wow.
And it beat out swallowing gum, which was submitted to Francis. So Francis.
Damn.
Oh, close, but no cigar.
But no cigar and a clean sweep. We're hibernation.
One.
The winner of episode 97, Lies, We Were Told as Children.
This was super educational.
It was.
I feel way better.
I can't wait to tell some people these facts now.
I know. Yeah. I cannot tell you how much I've learned just looking some of these things.
Dude, one of these is going to be wrong, and you're going to get bummed. You're going to get pelted with comments.
Yeah, so if you have any issues with any of the facts, just at Francis Ellis.
yes.
If any and all complaints, he created the list. But we'll be back next week with a new bracket, and Mush will be back as the winner of this week. But we will see you guys then.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.